Here in Eretz Yisrael, on Simchas Torah, when the Chasam Torah finishes his Aliyah, so Chazak, Chazak, so the Olam sings a song, Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek, Le'enei Kol Yisrael, V'reishis Boru Elokim, Heit Shonon Kamol, Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek, Le'enei Kol Yisrael, V'reishis Boru Elokim, Heit Shonon Kamol. It's a very beautiful song. I mean, musically it probably leaves something to be desired, but the etzem, the machshava that we always start again from the beginning, we always go again and again and again and again, it's a beautiful machshava, the chavivas of Torah that is expressed there. The emphasis is that the idea over here of how the Torah begins and how the Torah ends. What's the pshat in the song? Like, what does it mean? Chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek, le'enei kol Yisrael, b'reishis Boru Elokim. I mean, I don't know how much one can dash in the words of such a song, but be'etzem, when we think about it, what the song seems to be saying, chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek, let's be strong, because Bereshis Boru Elokim le'enei kol Yisrael. What's going on? You see, it's a strange Torah that we have. It begins in such unbelievable areas of mystery. Bereshis Boru Elokim es haShemayim ves haOretz. The Ribono Shelolam holds center stage, and the Ribono Shelolam is. The Ribono Shel Olam said, let a world come into being. That's big stuff. And where does it end? It ends with Moshe Rabbeinu at center stage, dying. And with the Hesped Kilu on Moshe Rabbeinu. Like, what? Isn't that strange? I mean, I imagine that Bashkofer Rishonim would have thought that the Torah would end on the same note that it began. And tell us something highly encouraging, to show us the godless of Torah. Well, I guess it is showing us the godless of Torah by being maspid Moshe Rabbeinu over here. But I don't know whether you understand what I mean. It seems sort of not a balanced kind of way of presenting what the Torah wants to present to us. To start with the Ribono Shel Olam and to end with the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. I don't know whether it's a problem. It hit me as something which is worthwhile to think about. And especially what is Le'enei Kol Yisrael? So we know the Rashi. Le'enei Kol Yisrael shenesoi libay lishba haluchos le'eneihem shneima v'ashabrem le'eneihem v'skimo das hakadosh baruch hu ledato shneima asher shibato yasha kochach asher shibato. That's a very, very, very interesting ending for the Torah, the last Rashi and the Torah. It's all so moving. It's also moving. Actually, you look at the Pasuk which Rashi quotes in Kisiso, in our Pasha this week. So Chazal Darshan, Yasha Koichach Rosh Hashibata. Why is that phrase in this pasuk altogether? Let's try again. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Psol lechos shnei luchos avonim korishonim, v'chosavti al luchos esad avorim asher hoyu al luchos arishonim. I mean, we all know what the luchos arishonim were. Moshe Rabbeinu hadn't forgotten that he had broken them. Why does it have to say Asher Shibata? And there's a remes in that, Yasha Koichach Asher Shibata. It's also a strange pasuk. The context in which Moshe Rabbeinu is being told over here that, you know what, you did right to break the luchas. What's going on over here? Like, the whole thing is sort of fraught in with mystery. What really happened? What really happened when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchas? What was going on? So, I'm used to learning Rashi and Vezoi Sabrocha, you try a little bit on Simchas Torah to catch up on everything you haven't learned, and you feel bad and you have to leave the Rabban Yisham's Torah and without really knowing so much about it. But the emphasis is that I was looking at it this morning, and the Maharal caught my eye in the Gur Aryeh, and it's really unbelievable when you think about it. You have to find a pshat in what is being said. So here's the Gur Aryeh. Ulechol ha-yod ha-razokor. So he says shekibel ha-toyro beluchos. That's what Rashi says. Yodav pirush. Shehoyu haluchos even san piriyon. They were made from some kind of stone. Vohoyu amo al amo, and they were very huge. And vohoyu Moshe soivlo. For that you have to be very, very strong. How can you carry such a load? That's how the Re'em learns. V'lo yitochen. And he says, I don't agree with the Re'em. Chodo, first of all, the loy have tzorech loyme shekibel es atoyro beluchos biyodav. Why tell us shekibel es aluchos biyodav? Shouldn't have mentioned that he was mekabel. It should just have mentioned that he was able to carry them. That's what the nes was. That's what you needed the yod chazoka for. So what's the Kabbalah got to do with it? Va'oid b'medrash omar shoyu hakosov shel aluchos soivlan. What made him able, the ksav shel haluchos soivlan, what made him able to carry such heavy luchos? The ksav, that the words that were written in it, they lifted up the luchos, whatever that means. Uv Yerushalmi b'sechtos shkolem, listen to this, Amru, kivan shechotu Yisroel be'egel, when the Yidden sinned with the egel, Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'chaitfon Miyodah Shel Moshe. So the Rabban Shem says, hey, I got to get my luchos back. And the Rabban Shem tried to grab them from the hands of Moshe. Gavru Yodah Shel Moshe V'chaitfon Mimeno. So Moshe Rabbeinu was stronger Kaviyochel than the Rabban Shem. And he grabbed it away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu Shakadosh Baruch Hu M'shapcho U'lechol HaYod HaChazoka Shalto al yodi ligvura, that you were so strong that you were able to beat me. You were stronger than I was. Vutzach loymakein. The impira shayot hachazok shosu b'mitzrayim zeklaksev. So, what is this yod chazoka? Not like the Re'em says that he was able to carry them. If he would have been able to carry them, if that's the big chazoka, so then he should have said because he carried them. What's the Maharal's teretz? Maharal's teretz is no. The Yod HaChazoka is that he was mekabel. He was mekabel. Listen again to the lashon which Rashi says. It really boggles the mind. Here, where's the Rashi? Shekibel es hatoyro beluchos biyodav. His hands conquered the Torah for us. Ki'ilu. Because when the Rabban Shem tried to grab the luchos from his hands, he was stronger than the Rabban Shem, and that's the Yod HaChazoka. What are we supposed to do with this? I don't know. I don't know why I never noticed this before, but I really noticed it now today, the first time, and I don't understand what I've been doing. So what is being said over here? What is this idea of the Rabban Shem saying, okay, I'm going to grab the luchos back, and Moshe Rabbeinu being stronger? It says, no, I'm stronger than you, and I'm going to keep them here. What's going on over here? So it's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable. That's the Yod HaChazoka. Rabban Shem, I never knew this, that the Yod HaChazoka is that Moshe Rabbeinu captured. Not only he had problems with the Malachim when he went up, and the Rabban Shem said, he had the luchos already, and the Rabban Shem said, this is not going to happen. Yeah, the Yidden made an egel. I'm taking my luchos back. And the Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, I'm not going to let. Like, what is going on over him? So it occurred to me that there's a mahalach over here in these chazal, which really it's a mefugish ktsais. It sounds a little funny that what's going on over here in the end of a Zaysa Brocha, shrouded in such mystery, is really a ktsais. But the emes is, it is a ktsais. I think that what's going on over here is a ktsais. No, which ktsais is it? It's not a ktsais in Simon Aleph, Simon Vey, Simon Gimel, throughout the Chayah Shulchan or Chashin Mishpat. I think it's a ktsais in the Hagdoma of the ktsais. In the Hagdoma of the ktsais, it's such an interesting piece of Hagdoma, so it's kedai to think about it. I've mentioned it before in maybe another shiurim, but it's really unbelievable. So the ktsais begins writing over there to Shabbat, the Torah, and how important it is to learn Torah and to know Torah and to know the emes of Torah and not to make mistakes in Torah. So that's what he's talking about. So he mentions that, look, it's schwer, like I'm writing a sefer on Ktzoris on Chashim Mishpat, maybe I'm making mistakes, so how can I write such a sefer? So he has this paragraph over here. Rabbi Bar Nachmeni was sitting and learning with Kogoges. Shoma to come mefalge be mesifte to Rakia. Famous story. He saw that there was a machlokes in the mesifte to Rakia. Up in Shemaim there's a yeshiva, and there was a machlokes. There was machlokes going on. What was the machlokes? Machlokes was like this. It was in Hilchos Negoim. So in Baheres Kodmo the Seyal Lovan. Seyal Lovan is one of the Simone Tumma, to be machlet the nega, to say that it's absolutely tome. So now, if the Baheres came before the Seyal Lovan, so then the Seyal Lovan makes it tome. The im Seyal Lovan the Baheres, if there was a Seyal Lovan there before the Baheres came, tohe, then it's not a Simon Tumma. Sofek, what's the din if it's a Sofek? We don't know which came first. Oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, tohe. And the Sifte de Rukia Omer, tome. There was a machlokes between the Rebbe Nisham and the Mesifta de Rakia. The Rebbe Nisham held that when Mokam Sofek it should be Toher, and the Mesifta de Rakia argued, no, it should be Tomeh. Amri, so they said, Man Neuchach, who's going to decide in this machlokes? We have to make a decision. The Rebbe Nisham says this, and we say that. What's going to be the halacha? So they said, hey, that's a good idea. Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, see, he was sitting down there, probably learning the Goem, and in his mind's eye, he was seeing this. Did it happen? Did it not happen? Is it just emotional? Who knows? But you can imagine, it's a very, very moving moment. Rabbi Bar Nachmeni is sitting and being ma'ayin and mesechus negoim, and in his mind he's seeing this happen. And he heard them say, who should be Mashiach? Who should be the one who's going to decide what the emes is? Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, to who yochid for all us. He's very strong in all us, he doesn't leave out the word Negoim over here, yeah, but he's also Yochid in Negoim, and he should be the one who is Machriya. That's the Gemara in Hasaycha Sapayal. And the end of the Gemara is that he was Machriya, because he also Nishmosa, he said Torah, Torah, he was Machriya like the Rabbi Nishlam. So the Ran over there asks, how can such a story have happened? Acha sheisigu me'ashem yizborach shehoyam metayet. If the Mesifta Shel Ma'ala heard from the Rebbe Nishlalam that it's Torah, Eich Naso, Eich, it's very printed, very small. Eich Tomu Heim, yeah, how could they say that it's Tome? Atshe Hetzricho Lachorosa Shel Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. What's going on? The Rebbe Nishlalam said it's Torah, so it's Torah. So what are they saying Tome for? So he's quoting the Ran. The Ran goes on to explain that it's possible to click with the Rabbi Nishlalem. Because the issue was not, is the absolute emes Torah or Tome? Because if the Rabbi Nishlalem says that it's Torah, so it's Torah, that's the absolute emes. The Mesifta Shel Ma'ala tainted, yeah, but the human mind can't grasp that. The human mind cannot grasp that it should be Torah. The Svara should be that it's Tome. And even though you, Rabbi Nishlalem, are saying the absolute emes, the objective emes, But in Torah, we're not interested in objective emes. In Torah, we're interested, how does a Yid who sits down and learns without any negiyos and with a bikusha emes, if his mind is not capable to grasp that it should be Torah, so the halacha is that it's Tomeh. So they said, who's going to be Machriya? We have to find a person who has a human mind. Who is that? The Godel Hador. Who is the Godel Hador? Rabbi Manachmeni. So they asked him, and he said Torah. And the Ran Yud is a very stark lesson that he was Machriya, you Mesiftish and Milo guys, you're wrong. You say the human mind can't grasp Torah. I'm telling you it can grasp Torah. I grasp Torah, and I'm Machriya, that Halacha is Torah. Why did you say Tomei? Not because the human mind can't grasp it, because you were misrashel in your learning. That's what he says. It's unbelievable. He says you wouldn't have been mistapek at all. If you would have learned the way you should have learned, you would have known that it's Torah. That's a starker way of putting things. Oh, so the Ksai says, so I feel encouraged to write my sefer because I see I'm chavin to the Rishonim a lot of times, so I can arrogate to myself the hope that what I wrote is emes. Oh, but the vile, what you see from this ktsois, I mean, really you see it from the Gemara, is that it's shayach to argue with the Rabbeinu Shalom. And it suddenly struck me that what's happening over here, that Chazal, in the Loshon of the Medrash, the Rabbeinu Shalom tried to grab back the luchas from Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu said no. And that's the Yod HaChazaka, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm not letting, I'm keeping the Torah against your will. What does that mean? That is mamish the sugi in Asayach HaSapayalim. Just like in Asayach HaSapayalim, the Rabbeinu Shalom said Torah, that the emes is Torah, and the Mesivta Shemaru said Tomeh, because they said that the human mind can't grasp Torah. If Rabbi Manachmeni would have been Machriya like the Mesifta Shorokia, so that would have been the halacha. The halacha would have been that it's Tomeh. Either absolute emes is Torah. The Teretz is, once you give the Torah to Yidden, that is the Oime Kapshat of what's going on over here, this Loshen, that what does Rashi say? That the Yod HaChazoka is Shekibel Es HaToyro V'Yodav. Here, just a minute, let me get back there. I closed the Chumash already. Yeah, ulechol ha-yod ha-chazoka shekibel ha-toyro beluchos bi-yodav. Pirosh shehoyo ha-luchos even sanpirion vohoyo amo al-amo vohoyo moishe soiblon, which the Maral rejects, and he says, no, for that you wouldn't have needed to say that he was mekabeldom. Why do you need to say he was mekabeldom? Because the fact that he was mekabeldom gave him the kayach, the courage, to ding with the Rabbeinu Shalom and say, no, you gave us the Torah, right? I was mekabelet already from you. I was mekabel the luchos from you. In the moment that you gave them to me, you were machria that loy b'shamayim here. You gave me the luchos, and you didn't listen to the malachim. And so, I have the Torah. It's my hachroah that they should remain with us. What's going on over here? What's the machloikis over here? In other words, this is Rabbi Banachmeni being machlia, not like the Rabbi Nisham. You know, this time the Rabbi Nisham was on the side of the Mesifta Shel Milo to the extent that it was the Malochem, right? And the Rabbi Nisham said, hey, well, this is not what I meant. I'm going to take my luchas back. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, my das teure, which you trusted when you gave me the luchas, my das teure is machlia, that the Torah has to remain. Where did Moshe Rabbeinu get that oimetz from? What's really happening? What's really happening? And what does it mean that he was able, like the way the Re'em learned, that he was able to carry these heavy luchas? They were an amma al amma, and they were made from this even sanpirion, whatever that is, and they made it very heavy, and a human being should not have been able to carry them, and nevertheless, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to carry them. Wow, what a Yod Chazakah. So the Maharal is not a Yod Chazakah at all. It's the Ksav that carried them. What's going on over here? What does it mean that the Ksav carried them? What is going on over here? And then we have to get back to our song. Bereshis Bor Elokim, Le'ene Kol Yisroel. Le'ene Kol Yisroel, Bereshis Bor Elokim. It all goes the same. It's a circle. What's going on? I think that what's going on over here is the Moira de Gezach. It's a Gemara and Soita. So the Pasuk goes over there on the Pasuk, Ve'estako Shefal Ruach. It's a Pasuk. Ve'estako Shefal Ruach. Rabban Yisrael sits on high, but he is with the Dako Shefal Ruach. Yeah, Ve'es, he's with, together with Es, he's with the Dako Shefal Ruach, the downtrodden, the modest, the lowly. That's with whom the Rabban Yisrael is. Now what does it mean, he's Es, the Dako Shefal Ruach? So you have a machloikas of Rav Hunan and Rav Chisda. Chad Omer iti daka, v'chad Omer ani es daka. The Rabban Yisrael is with the downtrodden. Where's the downtrodden? So the machloikas of Rav Hunan and Rav Chisda. One of them says, how is the Rabban Yisrael with the downtrodden? He's with the downtrodden by lifting the downtrodden up and putting him next to him in the sky. And the other says, no. Ani estaka. I'm going to be with the downtrodden, but not by lifting him to the sky, but by coming down to where he is. Umistabra, command the Omer, ani estaka. The Gemara is machriya, like the one who says that the Rabban Yisrael comes down. Not that he lifts the daka up, but that the Rabban Yisrael comes down and is with the daka. Shari HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hiniach kol horim o gevoos. Hasina was apparently a bitsy little mountain, nothing very, very big. And the Rabban Yisrael could very well, if he would have held Iti Daka, he would have lifted up Hasina all the way to the heavens, whatever anything like that means. And that would have been Iti Daka. But he came down to Hasina, Vayevet Hashem al Hasina. So you see Ani as Daka. That's a meiridige Sache, what happened over here. Like, we asked him, what does it mean that the Ksav lifted the Luchas? What's going on? I think that what's going on, that means that the Havamin and Maskona, the Rabban Yisrael's Havamin and Kiviyochel, the way he wanted to give the Torah, the Luchas Rishonos, that he gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Luchos Rishonos. The Luchos Rishonos were also Min HaShemayim. And what does it mean that the Ksav lifted them? The Ksav lifted them, and the minute the Ksav went away because of the Egel, so now there was nothing to lift the Luchos, so the Luchos crashed down to the ground and were broken. What does that mean? That means Iti Daka. That means Iti Daka, that the Rabban Yisrael's concept of giving us the Luchos was in a tzura of Iti Daka. I lift up this Gashmistika world to such a level of godliness that I can give them my Torah. That is what it is, Iti Daka. And they won't weigh anything, because they will have entered the world just like the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Mishkan, which eventually the Rabban Yisrael gave us, is, we've talked about this before, kind of extraterritorial. It's a place where the limitations of a physical world don't hold sway. The Oron is not min hamidah, the Kruvim are not min hamidah, Shlomo HaMelech's Kruvim. Nothing's min hamidah, there are no dimensions there. There are none of the limitations of a physical world. So the Rabban Yisrael said, that's the Torah I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you a Torah which lifts beyond the physical world. And Mimelu, weight is not going to be a problem. Just like space is not going to be a problem, and the Kodesh Kedoshim can be 20 by 20 Amos, even though there's an Oran in it, and even though the Kruvim standing there, huge Kruvim, nevertheless, it's no problem. It's still the same area. So weight is also not a problem. Weight is also not a problem. The emes is, that's the tachon of the Rashi, right at the beginning of Bereshis, that the Mayim Elyonim didn't sit on the Rukia, but they floated in the air, no gravity. In other words, there is a matzav where people don't have to be bound by the limitations of a physical world. That's the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he came in, when Klal Yisrael entered the Kodesh Kodoshim in the body, in the person, I mean, of the Kohen Gadol. So they escaped the cloying limitations of physicality. And that's the Torah which Rav Anshin wants to give us. And I think that's what he means. I never learned like that. But this, I think, is a different way of learning. Maybe there's some emes to it. Echoyz b'kisei kvoidi is saying, and here, you're the first one. You're privileged to experience iti daka. Here we are, iti daka. You're a daka. You're a person. And here you're with me. Echoyz b'kisei kvoidi, be my guest. You have become a denizen of the Olam Moshe Elyonim. Iti daka. That is Torah. Nu, so Havzelahem Tshuva. Now you're empowered to argue with the Malachim. So what are you going to tell them? You're going to tell them, listen, yeah, it's Taka that I've joined you now. I'm holding the Kisei HaKovod, which means Iti Daka. I'm a Daka, but I'm Es HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Daka Es HaKadosh Baruch Hu is as strong as you are. So let me tell you something, yeah, that whatever aspects of Torah you wanted to keep up here, probably the Seudos HaTorah and everything else, but you have to know that Ein Mikra Yotzei Midei Pshuta. You have to understand that you can't just ignore the Pshuta Shel Mikra. The Pshuta Shel Mikra is that there is Kibbut Avraham. The Pshuta Shel Mikra is that there was a Yetzias Mitzrayim. And all the Seudos of Torah, and all the Madregas of Torah, and all the Shorim of Torah, whatever it, all these things are, which I have no idea. But whatever it all is a deeper depth in the Pshuta Shel Mikra. But it starts with the Pshuta Shel Mikra. And that is why we're going to take the Torah. We're going to take the Torah, we're going to get the Torah, because that is what the Rebbein Hashem wants. He wants that there should be a Dakar to Itihim. There has to be a Dakar to whom you can say, Echoyz b'kisei kvoidi. That is the Rotzen of the Rebbein Hashem, and that is why I am going to win. And you know what? He won not only Keneged the Malachim, he won also against the Rebbein Shalom. Because when after the Egel, the Rebbein Shalom joined Ke'ilu Kviyochel the Malachim, and they said, hey, Ma Yilud Ishom, I can't trust you with my Luchos. So the Rebbein Shalom, so Moshe Rabbeinu said, you know what? I'm Machria Anias Daka. See, and the Moirdiger thing is that the Rebbein Shalom gave Moshe Rabbeinu the idea. See, it's unbelievable that while he was in the Lechatchila mode and giving the Torah with luchos which were lifted by the Ksav, meaning that the physicality was removed from them, the difficulty of carrying them and of lifting them was removed from them, because they had become iti daka. So it wasn't heavy to carry them anymore. So what the Reim said, you don't need a Yod Chazoka for that. Why do you need a Yod Chazoka to carry something that has no weight? Why does it have no weight? Because the Ksav, that means that they became, these Luchos also were Ke'ilu Oiches B'Kisei HaKovod. The Ksav on them was their aspect of the Kisei HaKovod, and that is what removed any physical liabilities from them. And therefore, it didn't need a Yod Chazoka to carry them, Maral says. So what did need? The Kabbalah needed. Because Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Rebbein Hashem, no, you want to take it back. That means your das, just like over there, your das is that the Sofik is Torah. Here your das is that Torah cannot be given except in a tzur of Iti Daka. Well, I've got news for you. Torah can be given in a gedah of Anias Daka. And you yourself were Meramis that. That's such a moral example that the Rebbein Hashem did for us when you think about it. He was holding in plan A, he was holding that the Tzura of Matan Torah should be in the Tzura of Iti Daka. And what did he do? He said, but I'm going to be Meramez here. I'm going to come down to Hasina. Once I'm holding Ititaka, I can take you up to the top of Everest. Why do I have to go and schlep on such a small mountain for the Hasina? So the Banishan said, oh yes, maybe. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu was so lirosh, madua, lo yiva, sne. So he's a thinking person. He wants to understand. He feels that he must understand. That's who Moshe Rabbeinu is, and Baruch Hashem, that's the way he is. Mimela, I can appear to him. You know what? I'm going to come down to Har Sinai, and Moshe Rabbeinu is going to notice that, and he's going to say, "Hey, why did the Baruch Hashem choose such a small mountain? Ooh, there must be a mahalach of Aniyas Daka. I'll come down to the Daka." Mamish, like the Gemara says. So Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Rebbeinu Shem wanted to grab Ke'ilu, the Luchas, away from him, meaning that he was Machriya, that the Rebbeinu Shem's Das Torah was that the Luchas cannot remain with humanity, Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, there's another halacha. There's a halacha of Aniyas Daka. Witness the fact that you came down to Har Sinai. I'm not giving you back the Luchas. And that is really what the posuk over there is merames. What the posuk is merames is psol chosh meluchos avonim korishonim. Write your things on the luchos which you are posel. You have to go to the quarries, and you have to go with your axe or whatever it is that you use in a quarry to get the stones out for the luchos. It's going to be your work. You have to supply the luchos. What does that mean? That means Aniyas Daka. I'll come. I won't demand that you come up to me, because there's a hachroa of Aniyas Daka. But the ksav won't be mekadesh them anymore. It won't be that the ksav takes away the weight of the luchas. The luchas are going to weigh. See what it says. Solachol luchas shnei avonim orishanim kerishanim. I imagine that the Kirishonim doesn't mean from the same material, because then it would have been too heavy for Moshe Rabbeinu to carry up. He has to carry up the luchos to the top of the mountain. How can he? So the pshat is like this, Mr. Tamer, the same dimensions but not the same weight. That's what I assume. I don't know. But that's what's going on. That the machloikas of Moshe Rabbeinu kiviyochel with the Rabbeinu Shalom grabbing the luchos and Moshe Rabbeinu grabbing the luchos and winning, was with the Mahalach of Aniyas Daka. That was the Hachroa of Moshe Rabbeinu, based on the Remes which the Rebbeinu Shem gave him by going onto Har Sinai. That's a really, really big thing. So, getting back to the song, is it a happy song? Is it a sad song? It's a very, very happy song. It's a very happy song. Le'ene kol Yisroel, Bereishis Borei Elokim. The Torah ends with Moshe Rabbeinu. We ask, like, wasn't there a better ending? Like, if it begins with Bereshis Bor Elokim, with such rarefied Kedusha and Prishos and Yichud, whatever it is that is said in the Pasuk of Bereshis Bor Elokim, and it ends with the death of a human being, of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah says it ends with the creation of a completely new Mahalach in Torah. That Moshe Rabbeinu was a mechadish in what Torah is. That he was mechadish, that the Torah need not be an itidaka kind of Torah. It can be a ani esdaka kind of Torah. And that is very big stuff. That is equivalent and greater, perhaps, who knows what, I mean, that's a silly word to use. But the emphasis is, maybe it's more than Bereshis Bor Elokim. To be mechadish, a Torah which the Rebbeinu Shem had not even contemplated. The Rebbeinu Shem had not contemplated such a Torah, where the Rebbeinu Shem b'chvoido b'atzmo goes down and comes on a little Sinai and comes to a little Yankel and a little Yossel who sometimes battle during learning and who don't always show up for davening and who not always by Seder when they should be. And the Rebbeinu Shem sits down, hamelamed Torah lama Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shem is sitting there kviyochel, teaching them as they go along, and he's saying, come on, let me be Masbir the Rashi to you again. Think a little harder. Try and understand why Rashi says this word. I think the Rebbeinu Shem is teaching so much Torah to so many little Hasinas, and there's nothing very much to write home about in the actual. In potential, they can all be Gedolei Yisrael, but in actual, no, we're not all so good. So, what's going on? That is the Torah which we owe to Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's such a beautiful song. Le'enei kol Yisrael, bereishis baro Elokim. We can go back and deal with the Ribbono Shel in the pure Tara of bereishis baro Elokim, although we're coming from humanity, from the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. Hekshon nochamol. Yeah, you just now had Moshe Rabbeinu die. No, when people die, that's the end. No, here's the beginning. Because the fact that we had a Moshe Rabbeinu, was machria, that the Mahalach is Anias Dakom, allows us to go back to Bereshis Baruch Hashem. Ein lecha simcha gedoyla mizoh.